Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and today I'm cracking open one of my Italian wines when I was in Florence, Italy, and it's something that I went after to have something pretty unique that I wouldn't find regularly in the United States. So they pointed me toward this Nebbiolo. It's a Nebbiolo from the Travaglielli, and I'm not even going to keep going over that, but it's a Nebbiolo wine, and it's really, really tasty. You see it, because I'm not even going to fake like I haven't even tried it yet, but I've drunk, at least my wife and I drunk three quarters of the wine, and it was really, really good. So what do we have in this Nebbiolo? So this Nebbiolo has a good, fragrant, and fresh taste to it. So when you get into it, it has a tannic feel to it. It's really has more of a floral smell, more so they say violet, but I always smell those really colorful flowers, not really like your regular run of the mill, but really that pretty dark florals. Maybe it is violet, I just haven't had that. But and then you have that mineral type soil that you can get from that too. But let's get that smell so I can tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Look at the color on that. If you can get it, it's a little bit, you can't really tell. This isn't in the middle of the day, so I'm drinking in the middle of the day, but it's all good. So let's take it away for that. Kind of getting that deep berry taste. I'm not sure, it's like a blackberry, not quite that cherry like I normally would, but like a really dark berry smell to it. And then it has sort of a soil smell to it, but soil like really stones and soils that mix like gravel. So that's what I got from the smell of that. But it's pretty good. Let me get it again. Yeah, but it's pretty good. Really, really good. So let's get a taste of this. This Nebbiolo, I like to say it. It's a really, really good one. I keep saying that, but you know, I'm getting into those good wines like I've told you previously. Let's get a taste of it right now. High in the acidity. You taste that tartness in it. Really sour. It's got that really sour taste to it. But it has those cherries, and great smell to go with it. But it's a little more tougher wine. And the reason why I'm saying tough, it'll go well with it, like a really thick beef, you know, steak or roast or anything. So that's that tough taste to it. So when you match that up with all of that meaty type food that you're eating, it'll go well. It's a good standalone too. Remember, I didn't say that. A really good standalone wine. And it's from the Piedmont region of actually Italy. So it's the Coste della Sassia. So that's where this one is from. You know, I'm going to show you the map when you get there, and the Travaglielli winery. So what was my price point? My price point was in the lows, $10 to $12. They shown a price point of about $20 some odd dollars. But very good. So A $20 wine in this way, yeah, I think you'd be paying that amount because it tastes that way. It's medium. It's not a really high classy wine, but a really good medium wine. So really good. Like I said, it has that soil smell. It has a really sour cherry berry taste. And really high in acidity as well. So you get the high acidic tasting going with that. But very good. It's Nebbiolo. The Nebbiolo that I hardly ever had. I had it early in my tasting life, but I had no idea what it tastes like, but at least I can put something to it. But this Nebbiolo is a good buy from the Costa della Sicilia Nebbiolo. It's the 2015 that I had, but you'll probably be able to get a 2014 as well, because you can see a couple of these in the States that I saw. So, thank you very much. It's Urban Wine Life every Friday. You get a new wine and we can go from there, and you can get us on urbanwinelife.com, bougieblackbrother.com, or download it on Podbean for your all of your podcasts or YouTube. So if you want to see it, see what this bottle looks like and see everything in that matter, you'll be able to see it from here. So YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean.com. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.